You are listening to Weekend Perspective, and I'm Terry Barr. In the studio with me this morning, I have the great pleasure of introducing to you Eric Chellin of Hello. The Mascot Theory. Hi, Hi. Eric.
Hi.
And Beth Kelly. Beth Kelly Band. Hi.
Hi,
Beth.
How are you?
They are here to tell us about a really cool event and why they do this with a very cool purpose behind it. So thank you both. And first explain the idea behind Flannel Fest.
Well, we started Flannel Fest 6 years ago. Eric and I have been writing songs together for a while, and I went to a show before one of our co-writes, and I saw the Sharrows, who actually have signed the wall in the green room here.
Ah.
And they were all wearing flannel. And I was like, you know, we should do some sort of Flannel Fest where we just kind of celebrate local Americana rock music. And the next day, Eric sent me an email and said, let's put this thing on. So this is kind of how we roll. We
this is it.
Come up with ideas, and then they happen. And it was a big success. We didn't realize everyone was going to show up wearing flannel. We had six bands play, and we decided to partner with the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund to make it a benefit to help our friends and neighbors here in Wisconsin.
It doesn't make more sense than doing something like that, you know, with the flannel and then reaching out to help people to try and keep them warm in the winter and obviously cool in the summer. But tell me a little bit more about why you chose that group and what you found out about them.
Sure. So we were kind of looking at a lot of different charities, and there's so many good ones around and a lot of national ones, but we kind of wanted to keep it this localized, Wisconsin-based kind of festival. So we started looking, and we found the Keep Wisconsin Warm /Cool Fund, and they are literally a Wisconsin-based organization that helps keep our neighbors, as Beth said,
yeah,
you know, warm and cool in the summer, and just they'll help them out with their energy bills. And we thought that's just the perfect organization to partner up with for something like this. And all the money that comes in, it's like 90-something% of the money stays in Wisconsin, goes to these folks to help them out. There's not a lot of overhead in the organization. And they show up to the shows. They come with a table, and you can actually talk to them and get information from them. And we just thought that was really cool to have them as an actual partner for this event, not just, you know, the beneficiaries. So
yeah,
they're actually there with us.
That is
in the
cool.
Trenches.
And I love they do get up and often talk about what
yes.
they do. And obviously, they have so much passion for it that they can probably tell their story and then get people interested in what they're really doing to help people.
Yeah. And one of the things that I found out from them, probably the first or second year that we did it, a musician that was playing on stage on the bill that night actually mm-hmm. came up to them and thanked them and said, you know, I actually needed a couple of years ago, I actually had to call you guys, and you guys helped me out, so I know firsthand. So that's just one of those stories that you're like, oh, we did this right. You know, this was all perfect. Everything's fit together, and they said musicians are a very, very big population that does need help, actually, because, you know, you play a lot of gigs in the summer, and then it gets cold, and you're not playing as many shows sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I was impressed to see they also seem to target being able to help veterans,
yes,
and the elderly. So it's some of those really crucial demographics that I appreciate that they're out there helping.
Yeah, they've got the Heat for Heroes kind of is a sort of a side thing that they do too,
yeah,
and that's very specific to the veterans. So it's very cool. It's all really, really cool.
Well, and you mentioned musicians, and both of you are so involved in the community. You both play a lot of fundraisers and try to help others. This is probably the one that every year people can count on, knowing that both of you are playing this
yeah.
one together. What is it about wanting to be a part of helping make other people's lives better?
Well, it's fun to make music, and it's just fulfilling in that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, we both love playing with our bands and being able to play in a lineup of awesome performers like we've got set up for this event. But when you can attach it to something bigger than that, it makes it even more meaningful. So that's a really wonderful thing.
You have a song you want to perform,
yeah,
which is wonderful. We don't often get to have a performance as part of this interview, so I'm very happy about this. So we'll give you all the details about the show and how you can come and enjoy the music and also help out, as Eric was talking about, after the song. But here, enjoy the song from Beth and Eric. You guys take it away.
Sure. So this song is actually, it's very fitting because there's a ton of snow outside. And this is a song that Beth and I wrote, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, something like that. It's from when we're not playing in our actual other bands. We have a Kerosene Kites band.
Yes.
It's a duo and sometimes expanded to full band. But this is a song that was on our first album, I think.
First, it was a holiday/winter themed album, appropriately. It's called North Star.
1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. I'm salted always in four-wheel drive. Won't carry me fast enough to you. Hope has declined on my marker signs. Might as well be driving to the moon. Semis and ditches, and I'll need 50 stitches after clearing the ice from my blades. There's no time for pain in this frigid terrain as the sun in the rear view it fades. And I just can't spend Christmas Eve in a motel bed. It's a long road home, and I've got to carry on and get back to where I'm strong, back to your arms. And if you were with me now, our love could fall this ground. I'll carry it all around and follow it home. And follow it home. Oh, oh, oh. But I've been away, if I'm honest, I'll say. It's distance you didn't deserve. And I'll never forget the sight of your breath, the coldest goodbye ever heard. So I'll drive through the blizzards, through mountains and rivers, my eyes on the brightest North Star. Cause the cold winter air is the burden I will bear just to get to a place where you are. And I just can't spend Christmas Eve in a motel bed. It's a long road home, and I've got to carry on and get back to where I'm strong, back to your arms. And if you were with me now, our love could thaw this ground. I'll carry it all around and follow it home. And follow it home. Christmas Eve in a motel bed, and you know that I'd do anything just to be with you instead. It's a long road home, and I've got to carry on and get back to where I'm strong, back to your arms.
Okay, everyone listening, now that's a sample of some of the wonderful things you can hear when you go to Flannel Fest. I know you two do get up and perform together at Flannel Fest with, typically with each other's bands, yeah. I think. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure Beth will join us.
If not, I'm going to be in the front row going, we want you to sing together.
Yay.
When I join Beth's band, I have nothing to do with my hands because I don't have a guitar, so it's awkward for me. But Beth is amazing
work on dance
at
moves.
The dancing, so she is, and she kicks and stuff, so she is always welcome.
So that might be a reason just to attend.
Yes.
Yeah.
To watch Eric perform without a guitar.
Oh, my goodness. Tell us everything about Flannel Fest that we need to know, the where's, the when's, cost, and again, who does this benefit?
Sure. So Flannel Fest, which you can get a whole bunch of information at flannelfest.com.
Thank you.
It's going to happen. We call it Flannel Fest South, which is the Madison edition, which will happen Friday, November 8th at the High Noon Saloon. Starts at 6 p.m. Doors are at 5 p.m., I believe. And it goes for many, many hours. We've got five bands. Trapper Shep, The Mascot Theory, Beth Killey Band.
The Listening Room and the North Code.
And it's just a bunch of...
Or Listening Party, not Listening Room. Sorry.
Oh, I don't know where... You are correct. The Listening Party, the North Code.
Sorry, there's a venue called the Listening Room. I just made that up. The Listening Party. Sorry, Listening Party. I know your band name.
And you kind of look at this as sort of an Americana folk fest, but yet everybody gets rocking at some point. People are dancing, having such a good time. And as you talked about, it all goes to benefit Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund. And Eric, one more time, the website, so people can get all the information they need.
Flannelfest.com.
There you go. Thanks to both of you for being here, and thank you for that song. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, Flannel Fest, again, coming up, the Madison version, Flannel Fest South, on November 8th at 6 p.m. See you there. You are listening to Weekend Perspective.